Oh, let's see where it's happening. I'm not entirely sure. There's so many knobs and buttons to push here. I just don't want to disturb anything. I'm just looking around to see if my elf is here. He was supposed to come home to the North Pole last night, and I do not see him, so... oh, dear. Hello hi. There. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, son, calm yourself. Hi. Hello.
This is weird.
No.
Is this weird?
Not
this
one bit.
This feels weird.
Not one bit. No. Listen, I understand that your entire life you've never seen Santa Claus in your house before, but here I am, and I was just here checking to see
okay.
if you had seen my your elf, my elf. It's
Elfie.
Elfie.
Yeah.
Elfie was here, and
yes.
now he's supposed to come home and
he's,
give me a report, and I haven't seen him, so...
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry. This does seem strange.
Very
strange.
So you're...
Santa Claus. Kris
yeah.
Kringle. You understand.
And you're here.
Yes, I'm here. Right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You okay?
This is weird.
You seem like you're going
it's
to pass
nice
out.
Nice to meet you?
See, that's the proper attitude that I was hoping for. It is very wonderful
uh-huh.
to meet you as well.
Uh-huh.
You're a fine, upstanding young gentleman, of
hey,
course.
Hey, Pig!
I assure you, there's no reason for yelling, Mike.
Santa's here!
Santa is here, yes.
Santa's here!
Okay, I bend over, take
Ooh.
A deep breath. Deep breath. Yes, you're fine. You're going to be fine.
Hey,
promise.
Oh, my... Natty, I came as fast as I could. I heard you yelling. What's... Oh, my word. What in the world are you? Listen, it's Santa Claus.
There's no need to yell.
Hey.
There's no need.
Rufus D. Rufus,
talking
get
pig.
In here. Santa
oh,
Claus is in here.
What
Holy,
kind of...
what in the world? This is the craziest day ever.
Okay,
oh, man.
Listen, Natty Bumpica, it's wonderful for you to call your friends in like this, but this is supposed to be kind of a stealth mission, you understand? So if we could refrain from bringing anyone in... Oh,
yeah.
Hello there.
Well,
Mr. Rufus T. Rufus,
it
I
is,
presume. It's very... Well, it's nice to meet
it's
you.
It's wonderful
well, so.
To meet you, sir. Now, I have these documents here that I do need you to sign. As you understand, you are in a podcasting studio, and all of this shenanigans and all this hootenanny and all this whatnot, what, all this stuff, we'll say, has been recorded, which will be broadcast out on the international airwaves. So, what could you just sign on this dotted line for me? What is your name again, sir?
Bro, did you seriously just ask Santa Claus what his name is? Because it's Santa Claus. S-A-N-T-A Claus. Santa Claus. Right there.
Santa Claus.
Red hat. Suit. You know. Beard. Belly.
Belly, no.
Sorry,
yes.
Okay, fine. You know, the boots, whatever, the
yes.
glasses, Santa Claus. Just,
so
he's just Santa Claus, okay? Relax.
Yes, I shan't be signing my name on any paperwork. I should have you know that. I
yeah.
will tell you, though, that I am here looking for Elfie,
he's
his
looking
name
for
is.
Elfie,
he was supposed
guys.
To be giving me reports on all of you so that I could, you know, determine who's been naughty and
yes.
who's been nice.
Okay.
And all of that such a thing, so we could determine what kind of gifts we'll be getting under your tree and your stockings and all of that.
Okay.
But you guys have really got me on my side, right? This
sorry.
Is completely it's unexpected.
For us,
and I
too. Yeah.
Really should be going. I don't usually interact with people as much as this, or talking pigs, for that matter.
So, hey, everybody, it's... Me and Natty Bumper Car, Rufus reminded me that we're actually recording right now. This is the Bumper Podcast. I hope you're doing okay. I'm obviously pretty freaked out right now because we do have a lot of guests that come into the studio, but this is kind of a really big deal and probably the biggest deal ever. And so I'm not really handling it super well.
Bro, do you handle anything well at this point? I mean, seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Not one thing.
I don't. Have lost the ability to handle anything well. So that's...
So let me... I'll help you out here, Bumper Car. I'll take over. Rufus, you got to skidoot out of the room. You're freaking the man out, the jolly elf, the maker of magic, the keeper of dreams,
yes.
Whatever we're going to call him, you got to go, all
but,
right?
I understand that completely, and if I'm just going to leave these papers here on the table, on the vestibule, on the credenza, and if you could sign them, I'd appreciate it. If you cannot, I understand and completely appreciate that as well. Now, if you are taking recommendations on what I should be given, gifted, if you do understand what I'm saying, I would love... I would like a new ballpoint pen.
The man
and
just
I would like a clicker,
what?
Please.
Pen?
Clicker, so I can click a clicker. You understand? That
yes.
Draws people's attention to me when I'm in the court of law. And people are wavering, and I can just go a clicker, clicker. And they look at me as if I'm the center of attention, and then they are in my grasp. Thank you. Yeah, I understand.
Listen,
well, happy holidays to you, sir.
Thank you.
And good day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank good day to you as well, Mr. Rufus. And believe me, I've been perusing your file, and it seems like you've had quite a wonderful year. So, with that being said, a good day to you as well, sir.
Wait.
Click a pin.
Wait.
My friend.
Really? That's all you gotta
till
do?
Till the end. Rufus T. Rufus.
You just gotta say what you want, and then you can maybe get it? This is the crazy thing I ever thought of. Normally, what Bumper Car makes us do is he gets a catalog, and he makes us go to and circle everything, and then, you know, maybe something shows up. Maybe something doesn't show up. A lot of times, he tries to make crafts out of what we ask for. And so, like, one time, I asked for a remote control robot car. Dragon thing, you know, and he made it out of eggs and paper mache,
yeah.
And a pipe cleaner.
Yep.
It wasn't the same, but he said, "What'd you say, Bob?"
I said that all good gifts come from the heart, or something like that, or all good. You can make a good gift, but you can't make a good friend. No,
yes.
I don't know what I said. I just remember saying like. Here's some magic.
Yes,
I think I said that.
Yes,
I think
that makes
I said.
Sense.
I don't know what I said.
Well,
I'm
listen,
still freaked out, to be honest.
You're going to be fine, I promise, Nutty. And Pig, while I have you here, I feel like I should ask you directly. What exactly would you like for this Christmas?
Well, of course, I would like joy for the whole world and happiness for everyone.
These things are not helping you. Just so you understand.
It doesn't work
no,
like that?
No, it does not work like
okay,
that.
Okay, no. Fine. Then I would like a monthly supply of the world's butter. Have you heard of it?
You
it's called Butters Around the World.
Of course.
And every
butters
month they
the
bring
world.
You like,
yes,
today
yes.
You're going to get some Irish butter.
Delicious.
Tomorrow maybe some English butter.
Oh, wonderful.
Look at this, Peruvian butter. Every
my
month
favorite.
You get different butters. And it comes in a nice box that has dry ice in it. And so I get to play with the dry ice. And of course, I do get the butter as
yes,
well. And
yes.
So, should I? Okay, I'm going to stop saying butter
you
now.
You should stop. I would appreciate
butter.
You said butter
yeah,
a lot.
I'm going to stop saying that,
no,
okay?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Butter.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Perfect. Okay. Well, good luck to you, big man.
Not big.
Sorry again.
Not big.
And Bumper Car, loosen up a little bit, okay? Do an interview, whatever you do. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Aloysius Pig. It's wonderful to see you. And as I said to Rufus, dear Rufus, I have been perusing your folder. You look like you've had quite the year. And I hope that you're holding in there. And you're doing well. And I will see. I will see you soon. But you shall not see me because that's the way this works. Okay. Okay. Now on to you, Natty Bumper Car. You seem like you're calmed down a bit. I feel
yeah,
like we
I
should have a bit of a conversation.
Okay.
Do you
yeah.
feel like you're now able to do that?
I do, and it's really nice to see you. And I'm happy that you're here and that you're going to take care of Rufus and Pig and I'm sure everybody else, like Robot and Doodle Poodle and the kids
yes,
and everything.
Of course. So you seem sad. Let me ask you what you would like for
okay.
Christmas.
I just want to be happy.
Oh, dear. Of course.
Is that something you can do?
Well, you know,
I'd
always
appreciate it.
Okay. Happiness comes from inside yourself. Anything I could give you would only be a temporary bit of happiness.
I understand.
You understand, but yeah. What is it that's troubling you?
I don't think I liked this year very much. I didn't respond well to this year, and I know that I have to make myself happy, but I was just hoping that you could have the universe just relax a little bit, you know? Give me a chance to take a breath. Anything like that, right?
Well, I could give you some new slippers. I suppose I could give you a warm blanket.
No,
I could give
you a
nice stuffed bear or something like that.
That doesn't help, I guess.
I know. I understand. I was just playing around.
Yeah. No, I know. And I'm sorry I got... I think I'm still kind of freaked out from you being here. And it's one of those things where it's really great that you're here, but I'm also kind of freaked out. And it just caught me off guard.
I
get weird nostalgic because sometimes Christmas does that to me.
It does.
And I have like... it's weird, right?
Yes,
it pulls up. Why does Christmas
happens.
Pull up weird sads
yes.
from a long time ago? I don't know. Because is it because like you're thinking like of when you were a kid?
Years past. Yes.
I don't know. Like all the magic that happened throughout your life, and then you're here, and then you bring all of that with you, and it's just
well, listen,
you know,
bumper car.
Crazy.
There's a lot of emotions that come into Christmas. Yes, your childhood, it's the end of the year, you've had a whole nother season, you're in the winter where it is very cold outside, and, you know, there's these bright lights, and there's happy singing, and there's all these things in the world.
Yeah.
There's just the emotions of seeing your family, and seeing your friends and everything.
It's a lot.
It brings everything together, so I understand completely, but what I will say to you, my friend... is that you're a wonderful person, and everyone that I have spoken to thinks very highly of you and appreciates everything that you attempt to do. I know you don't always succeed, but I do know that you try.
I do.
And I think that is a very good lesson to tell everyone is that you have to try. Every single day, you have to get up, and you have to try. And I think that... the presence that you bring people, the gifts of joy and laughter are the most wonderful gifts.
Thank you.
It hurts my heart that you have sadness to you sometimes, but everyone does. Even Santa Claus has sadness sometimes, but you work through it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Get up every day and you just try. To move forward a little bit. Even if you just stay in the same place for a day, that's okay. But you keep pushing and working to get a little bit farther along the path. And I want to tell you that I love you. And I want you to keep at it. And keep working and keep trying. Do you understand?
I think I do. And I think that thank you. And thank you. I don't know what to say, but thank you for stopping by. If I see Elfie, I'll tell him to come home. And this was really nice.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
I love you too.
Oh, now you know what, Mumpakar? I don't want this to end on a down note.
I know.
So why don't you come over here?
Okay.
And just give me a nice. Big hug. Come here. Oh, there
Jeez,
he is. Oh, this guy
That's
right here. This guy, everybody.
Ever.
The Bumper Podcast. I was on it,
yes.
And I appreciate it. Give it up for Natty Bumper.
You stop.
All
give
right,
it up for
then.
Santa Claus.
Back to the North Pole for me. You're going to be okay.
I'm
going to
be
more than okay. Just keep going.
Okay.
And you look under that tree on Christmas morning.
Uh-huh.
And maybe there'll be something special there for you.
Yee! I can't wait. I can't wait even one little bit. Oh, thank you so much, Santa. Bye. He's going. Guys, he left. That was the best day of my life. Holy cow. I got a pep talk from Santa Claus. Woo. And that's why you got to listen to the Bumper Podcast every week, because you got no idea what's going to happen. No idea. Okay. Bye. Oh, before I forget, I gotta go look in the refrigerator because the last time I opened it, the elf was sitting in there eating olives.
What?